The next public hearing is change of zone, I'm sorry, conditional use number 2168, Michael S. Mears.
This is an ordinance to grant additional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for amendments to conditions of approval of CU 1645 ordinance number 1843 to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100 in Sussex County containing 1 acre more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Paradise Road, approximately 0.26 miles west of Governor Stokely Road. The 911 address is 22159 Paradise Road, Georgetown, at the tax parcel district 133 map 10 parcel 10.16. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, the site plan, the comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation. And again, they're just looking to amend the number of employees and the number of vehicles to be permitted on the property as part of the conditional use. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes. Okay. Mike Mears.
Hi, Mike. And Mr. Mears, how are you?
All right.
You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
We just got the letter. So
yes.
I'm going to hand that to her right there.
All right, I'm going to ask our council to take a look at that and make sure we can receive it.
Okay.
There's a rule that requires that the applicant submit exhibits in advance of the hearing.
Yeah, no, that's
but
right.
But we'll have him take a look and he'll decide.
Yeah, and these, Mr. Wheatley, these are letters from, I suppose, neighbors.
Yes.
And we can accept letters.
Okay.
Right up
right.
to it. And then the rest of it's photographs, and those are in the public domain.
That's
anyway,
public
so,
domain.
Yep.
Okay.
So we'll check on that.
Just doing my job.
Nope. Like, good question.
So we have it on the record. Okay. But did you want to tell us about this, or you just?
We're just want to add more employees and more vehicles to be allowed at the property. So, I mean, we've been in business since 2004, and the business has grown since then.
Okay. And these are all letters of support, I take it?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they from folks who live along that road? Or
yes.
Okay.
Are they people who live in the area, live nearby?
Yes.
They all live on Paradise Road.
Yes.
Okay. None here from Newcastle County. Right?
No. No, afraid not.
Just checking. I don't see a letter from DLDOT, but.
No.
Don't like worry, you'll get one before it's over.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. And yeah. We're going to start with this gentleman right here, Mr. Hopkins.
So how many employees do you have now?
Right now, 7.
And what that was a condition?
No, the condition was
2.
Yeah. And the number of vehicles was limited, so they're looking for up to 7 employees and to increase the number of vehicles on the site.
Two seven.
I wrote it down in the staff analysis. Give me just a second.
Yeah, let me get to that.
So,
two to seven.
Yeah, it's all going from 2 to 7. So, no more than 7 business vehicles or trailers, and then no more than 7 non-relative employees.
And do you all have do you have, is there an option to make the driveway
we have
larger?
We did make the driveway larger.
Does this, the picture I'm looking at, the Google Earth, does that represent the bigger picture, the greater driveway from the house paved?
Oh, no, it's been changed. All these trees here are gone now. This is all gone. Driveway extended all the way.
Oh, wow.
Because we have a pole shed right here now. This has all been extended. And now there's a fence there between the property.
And what's the business?
Paradise Plumbing.
Oh, plumbing. And then are those employee? Do they drive your van, your equipment in and out? Well, let me try to say this again. How many company vehicles do you have? Been a long day.
Two guys are service guys. They take them home.
Okay.
So they're not there.
Okay.
I have one for myself, and then I have 2 more.
Okay. And
there's three there all the time.
Okay. Gotcha. And then how many employees cars?
On site there.
Yeah, we'll park during the day.
Seven.
Okay, so basically, there's seven employee cars, and that plus a couple of vans that might come and go.
Right, which gets all parked back to the pole shed now. And everybody parks beside that fence that we have now. We have a six-foot fence that we just had put in.
And that's also your residence?
Yes.
So you have your cars as well? I mean, it looks like, just in this Google Earth picture, I see, before you added the driveway, it looks like one, two, three, four, five, or six, you know, parking there.
And it could be our children's, too, because we have two.
Yeah.
I see, I drove by today, it looked like a lot of cars parked along your fence.
Yeah.
So.
If you heard the earlier, when people asked for something and then they came back and they asked for more later, I just want to make sure you don't need, you know, if you need 10, you might want to ask for 10 instead of 7.
It has grown, it has, I mean.
Business is good.
Yes, business is.
As of right now.
Yeah, it is good. I mean, if we could get more, that would be fine. That would be great. Yes, it would be great.
Well, what could you park in there and be able to get in and out and have decent parking?
What's that?
What could you handle?
How many cars could you get on there now? What would you get down there?
We can get one.
Probably ten.
At least ten.
10 or 12.
That's all.
Okay. And how about other equipment? You have like a.
I have a mini excavator and a skid loader.
Drawing
a trailer.
Trailers.
Yeah.
So you need police for a couple. Does that need to be included in the condition or not?
No, because it talks about vehicles and equipment.
Yes.
Okay. So all we need to talk about tonight is adding the number of employees and number of vehicles.
Correct. Because it says for vehicles, business vehicles and trailers or trailers.
Yeah, we could add equipment in there too if you wanted to.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm not trying to burden them down with any more than they have to have. But if that quantity is 7, is that the aggregate of the trailers and the cars?
Yes.
So, in other words, if you have two trailers and you ask for 7, the total, that means you only got 5 cars.
Yeah.
So you need 10. You need 10 or 12 vehicles and
plus
2 or 3 or 4 trailers.
Yes.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Holly Stevenson.
I think he covered it. I just want to hear if anybody else has anything else to say.
Sounds good. Oh, sign. That's already been.
No, that's already been taken care of. It's just amending.
These two conditions.
Because they already have the conditional use for all that.
You've asked all the questions.
Okay. I have one.
Coming to you.
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Yes, sir.
Do you meet customers there?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. That's all I have.
All right. Staff, anything?
No, thanks.
Okay. Ms. Corwin?
None, thank you.
None.
No problem.
I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell, to the best of our knowledge, have all the requirements of the previous conditional use been complied with over the years?
All except the number of employees and vehicles, which is why he is here.
Okay. Well, that's why he's here.
That is correct.
All right. That's all I needed to know. If you would, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2168, Michael S. Mears. Yes, sir, in favor. Come on up. If you would give us your name, you may have the floor.
My name is Carl Smith. I'm a neighbor of Michael Mears. I live across the street.
All right.
I submitted a letter.
Okay.
In compliance with his approval of what he's applying for. I've lived there for 12 years, never had no problem with his employees. Mike, they're quiet. He's put up a privacy fence. Mm-hmm. And I have no objections to it.
All right, then.
I think he runs a good, clean operation. And if he did have any problem, anybody could come to him, and he would take care of it. I have no problem at all with what he wants.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Sir.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2168? Anyone on the commission have any questions? No further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay.